The recent royal wedding sure drew a lot of attention. People were fascinated by the great pageantry and solemnity of just all the things that pointed to just how special of an event it was for the royal family and for the country of England. But probably at an even deeper level, people were drawn almost into a fairy tale or a great love story, the simple, beautiful story of a man and a woman committing themselves to one another for the rest of their lives. And all the great beauty and challenges of that great commitment of love that they're called to. And today on this feast of Corpus Christi, or the most holy body and blood of Christ, we celebrate an infinitely greater commitment and love. Yes, in a special way, we celebrate Christ giving himself to us in his sacrifice on the cross. And this very same sacrifice, of course, is made present every time we celebrate the Eucharist. Jesus shows his love for us to the end. Yes, to his end, to his death on the cross, but also in giving himself every time we come to celebrate the Eucharist until the end of time. This is certainly no fairy tale, but the great reality of God's infinite love for us shown in the most significant event of all history, in Jesus' death and resurrection. Because here, we are in the presence of true eternal royalty in Christ our King, who gives himself completely to us so that we can be more fully united to his royal family. Our readings emphasize this unity that's made through this covenant, a covenant that we renew every time we come here to celebrate the Eucharist. First of all, a covenant is no mere agreement or contract between parties, but at its deepest level is an exchange of persons. I give myself to you, you give yourself to me. And of course, as Catholic Christians, we believe marriage to be a covenant, when a man and a woman give themselves completely to each other for the rest of their lives with no strings attached or no reservations until death. When the two become one body, one flesh, which brings forth new life, becoming a new family. This unity was only symbolized when Moses' sprinkling of the blood on the altar, which represented God, and sprinkling of his blood on the people showed symbolically the union of becoming one family and one blood of God's people with him. Yet, of course, Jesus' gift at the Last Supper of transforming bread and wine into his body and blood helped to bring about this true union, this one flesh and one body union. As Jesus says, take it, this is my body. This is my blood of the covenant. A covenant made through flesh and blood. The substance, the reality of bread and wine changed into the true reality, the true substance of Christ's body and blood, while only the appearances of bread and wine remaining. No longer bread and wine, but truly the body and blood of Christ. And here from this altar, as we receive him, as he gives himself completely to us, we become one flesh, one body with him. Yet we remember, of course, that a covenant is an exchange of persons. And yes, first, Jesus gives himself to us, and we must give ourselves to him. And that's what we say as we come up to receive communion every week. We say, whether we realize it or not, we're saying, I commit myself to give myself completely to you, Jesus, yet so often we know we fail to do so in too many ways. Just as a husband's and wife's yes or I do can't end on their wedding day, every day we are called to say yes to Jesus and to commit ourselves to him again and again and again. Every time we walk up this aisle to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, to receive his body and blood, we renew our covenant and commitment with him as we commit ourselves, give ourselves completely back to him. This great divine encounter should affect how we approach him, from our dress, from the state of our body, our mind, our soul, the way we prepare our hearts, on the way arriving early for Mass. All these ways show, in small ways, how much we commit ourselves to giving ourselves to him. And if we approach him, this encounter isn't made fruitful if we approach him with unconfessed or unrepented serious sins, which instead, if we receive him in such a way, only does harm to us instead of bringing us the fruit that we are called to bear. And this, of course, includes missing Mass without a serious reason. This is a reason for us, yes, to first go to confession before we can approach him more worthily. Because our amen to Jesus is a yes to Jesus, but also a yes to his body and how he calls us to live and how he teaches us through his church. Yes, we say yes to Jesus and we say yes to the church because we become one body with him and with his body, the church. Because Jesus says to us, I give my all to you. And then he says to us as well, you must give your all to me. Because here we renew this great love story, this great covenant with him, where he strengthens us to welcome others into his family, to grow in our daily union with him, and to go and make him known by our words and deeds.